I don't know. I think we've all been kind of playing well. I think offensive line has been playing extremely well. Receivers, you know, making blocks downfield, catching a lot of passes. So I think it's hard for teams to try to stop the run and stop the pass. So I think they're being, you know, they're looking at the receivers, they're looking at the run game. So they're, you know, we're kind of keeping them on their toes.
You have to be more proud, though, the way you guys were running the ball. I mean, especially, you know, the way this season started and you guys were struggling there.
Yeah, obviously, I mean, I think any game or any team, you want to start being physical, you want to start by the run. So I think we've kind of, you know, set the precedence early and try to, you know, do it throughout the course of the game. And it's worked in our favor.
DeMarco, Lane mentioned that you guys have leaned a little bit more on mid-zone runs to get the game, the running game going. Has that been the case? If so, has that helped you?
I think it's just, you know, finding different ways to run the ball. You know, I think you're comfortable at running the ball, you know, no matter what. But I think Chip gives us good opportunities, whether it's mid-zone, inside zone, or stretch. You know, I think we're attacking it a different way. So it kind of, you know, the defense can't just key in on one running scheme.
They've struggled against the run. In fact, some of the Bills said they ran the same play every time, the same running play. When you see a team like that, obviously you don't want to say too much here, but you kind of lick your chops a little bit knowing when a team is struggling against the run?
No, they're a good team. You know, obviously you got Sue. He's probably one of the best defensive tackles, you know, in the league. And, you know, that defense and, you know, that coach, they have a lot of pride about that organization. So I don't think they're going to fold or just let us come in and do what we want. So we know it's going to be a challenge. And we're working hard. I'm sure they are, too. So, you know, we'll see Sunday.
The game winner came off of play action. And the better you guys running, obviously that opens up that game. Is that a direct correlation that those plays have a better chance of working if you guys are establishing the run early?
Yeah, obviously when you're running the ball well and, you know, you get guys a bite and whatnot on the play face. So I think Jordan ran a heck of a route. Sam sold it and the offensive line sold it, you know, across the ball. So I think, you know, all 11 guys are on the same page and it worked.
How much more comfortable do you think you are and Ryan is in the running game right now compared to, you know, where we were when we kicked off?
Yeah, I think it's just the every day, every week deal. You get more and more comfortable the more you run plays. I mean, me and Ryan are new to the offense, so we haven't ran these plays in 4 or 5 years. So I think it's just a process, and every day you got to continue to, you know, go uphill and not, you know, measure off at, you know, an angle. So I think, you know, we've done a good job. This is doing a good job at watching all of our runs and knowing what we got to get better at and really reading the, you know, the blocking scheme.
DeMarco, one of the things Malcolm just said, he was most excited about the win. It's not just beating the Cowboys, but he thought he saw you and Sam really stepping into more of a leadership role, being more active, being more vocal. Is that fair to say? And do you feel more comfortable doing that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I mean, you know what you're here for, and you know what kind of guys you have on this team and the playmakers you have. So I think Sam's a heck of a quarterback, and, you know, we look for him to make plays. We look for him to be our leader. So I think, you know, I think most of us were a little bit more reserved as far as talking, but try to lead by your work ethic and, you know, your play on the field. So at times you got to step out of your box and really talk to certain guys and things of that nature. So I think, you know, we're doing a good job at that.
What you see in front of you now with these next three games especially, you guys have a big opportunity here to really start to distance yourselves and get yourselves back in first place in the whole nine yards. How big is this next stretch here with these next three games?
I think it's just one game at a time. You know, we're focused on the Dolphins. You know, we can't look past these guys. Great team. Obviously, their offense is pretty explosive, so we know we got our hands full. But you can't look, you know, down the road and look at these teams or this team's look at the division and whatnot. So got to concentrate and focus on one game at a time.
It's almost going to be a month by the time, you know, for this game that you last played at home. You know, feel strange, and kind of imagine the link's going to be rocking.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll be juiced up, so we're excited to get back from the home crowd, and, you know, it'll be a good game for us.